And I'm honored to welcome, we call this a peaceful protest, to the White House in support of the incredible men and women of law enforcement and all of the people that work so well with us. And I have to tell you, our Black community, our Hispanic community, thank you very much. Thank you. I want to thank the Blexit Foundation for organizing this event. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Blexit is a term, if you haven't heard, it is a push to try to get Black voters to exit the Democrat Party because more has been done for them by the Trump administration than by any Democrat in God knows how many decades of failed leadership by the Democrats. It's an interesting move. The president has been advocating this, of course, as long as he's been president, talking, you know, basically touting the numbers for Black businesses, Black unemployment, especially women also, Hispanics also. Joining us now, we have Brian Morgenstern. He is the special assistant to the president, Deputy Press Secretary, and Deputy Communications Director. Brian, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. So as you well know, the president consistently makes this message about what he did for historically Black colleges and universities, what he did for Black unemployment, what he's done through Opportunity Zones with Tim Scott for investment in the Black community, and then criminal justice reform. Four points he hammers every single time he talks. Here's my concern. How is that message getting to potentially swayable Black voters who don't necessarily listen to the president's speeches or listen to conservative talk radio?
Well, thank you for the question. I appreciate it. The president has done really historic outreach to the Black community, and we have surrogates speaking to them, visiting them, and really explaining how the president has their back and how he is working harder really than any president maybe in history to create opportunities for them and to make sure that the American dream is achievable for them. So we think it's resonating, and we think that that will really materialize sort of with the election results. But the bottom line is the president supports all Americans, and he wants everyone to thrive and have more opportunities and higher wages tomorrow than they have today.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I think, you know, the facts are there. The message is clear. To me, the challenge is how do you get that into the minds of the people who need to hear it most when, you know, so much of the stuff that they hear is to the contrary or just the absence of that information, unfortunately. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is the ongoing negotiations over the possibility of another round of stimulus. I have heard from so many businesses who will say, PPP kept us alive. You know, that kept us alive long enough to continue doing what we're doing. The prospect of it not happening again, that was perhaps the most successful. The stimulus, throw money out the window, maybe, maybe not. But, you know, to the businesses particularly, where do you realistically think we stand on this?
So the president has been very clear, really, for a couple of months now, that he is supportive of more PPP funding to keep employees connected to their jobs at small businesses. Small businesses make up half of America's workforce. He's also supportive of unemployment insurance, funding of stimulus checks, funding for schools to get schools reopened. You know, some of these measures that would really directly address issues facing Americans. And there seems to be bipartisan consensus on a number of these things, but the Democrats and Speaker Pelosi don't really want to give the president a win before Election Day. I think that's our biggest headwind here. But the president will continue to advocate for some of these solutions. And yesterday, the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, and the Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, sent a letter to the Hill saying, look, until we can get a comprehensive deal, let's do something simple. Let's get PPP back up and running.
Yeah.
And that would be a very simple solution that would help so many of America's small businesses and their workers.
Yeah, it would be, and you know, one piece at a time. I know, you know, kind of everybody wants to do their big packages, but one piece at a time that we know is a relatively uncontroversial or far less controversial than other ones would be nice. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, of course, on Friday she gave this speech with a representative who's going to be offering the bill to create the 25th Amendment Commission. When I first heard about this, I was like, oh my God, how transparent. And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know what? This actually makes sense. It's reasonable under the 25th Amendment. I'm worried that they're gaming it out to get Kamala Harris in for Biden if he winds up winning. But does the White House have an official position on the establishment of the 25th Amendment Commission?
Oh, I mean, it just seems like a distraction from issues facing Americans. I mean, we just ran through some of them and how important the PPP is to small businesses that would actually really address problems that people are facing, getting schools open, things like that. And the fact that she's kind of doing this, it seems like more theater than it is actual, you know, policymaking. But I think you ask an important question of, you know, we're a month before the election. Is this really targeted at President Trump? Or is it actually planning ahead to try to displace Joe Biden if he does become president? I mean, that's how unhinged the left has become these days. But instead of looking at PPP, they're looking at, you know, constitutional mechanisms to remove the president. After they lost the impeachment battle, the Russia hoax, all of these things, now they're going after this. I think the speaker is really out there on a limb at this point.
You know, obviously the big news of the day, we're talking to Brian Morgenstern. He's a special assistant to President Trump. He's also the deputy press secretary and the deputy communications director. Obviously the big event today starts here in about 20 minutes where Amy Coney Barrett, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is going to go through the beginning phases of confirmation. I know you guys wouldn't have put her up unless you thought she had a good chance of being actually approved and seated on the bench. What gives you the confidence that that will happen? Is it just the numbers of Republicans in the Senate? Do you think there's any chance of swaying Democrats on her?
Well, it would be terrific if Democrats would come across the aisle. And hope springs eternal that they will. because Judge Barrett's an impeccable nominee. I mean, her scholarship as a professor, her record as a judge is distinguished. She's a terrific lawyer. She's a working mom from the Midwest, and would provide a new perspective to the court in addition to her impeccable qualifications. She's got endorsement letters from the American Bar Association rated her well qualified. There are endorsement letters from dozens of governors, lieutenant governors, secretaries of state, attorneys general, law professors, clerks. I mean, you name it. It's countless people coming out saying, from all across the political spectrum, by the way, coming out saying she is a fair-minded judge who is really well-suited to be on the bench, to be on the Supreme Court. So we're hopeful that Democrats will come across the aisle to support her because she's really a terrific nominee who will be an outstanding justice.
Yeah, I've been telling my audience for several days now that listening to her speeches, every time I listen to her, I more want her to be on the bench, just for all different kinds of reasons, not the least of which is the fact that she understands what a justice should do, and she won't do anything but what a justice should do. Brian Morgenstern, he is a special assistant to the president, deputy press secretary, and deputy communications director. Brian, thank you so much for the time this morning. We look forward to the confirmation hearings this morning.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.